Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, AJ wants to know if he's the jerk today for leaving his girlfriend in France.
Christmas protection program, I see.
AJ and... is the headline for me.
You got the giggles today.
Am I the jerk for leaving my girlfriend in France? I'm sorry, that sounds funny, but it's not, okay?
I don't know what he means by that, though. That's the thing.
Well, here's what he said. Allie and DZ, my girlfriend of 2 years and I planned a two-week vacation to France. I paid for the flights and hotels, everything, because I make more than she does, and I wanted this to be a stress-free trip for both of us.
Sure.
Everything was great until the last day when she tells me she wants to stay longer to find herself and think about our relationship without me.
Oh, in France.
She didn't discuss it with me beforehand, and I was totally blindsided.
Mm-hmm.
I was hurt and told her if she feels she needs more time, then she should also be independent financially during that extension of her trip.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be paying for her new return ticket whenever she decides to come back, and now she's calling me the jerk and saying I'm unsupportive and selfish, and some of our friends are saying I'm a jerk for leaving her stranded in a foreign country without financial help.
Stranded?
Am I the jerk for refusing to pay for her new plane ticket home after she chose to extend her trip without any heads up?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I got so many immediate thoughts.
Is AJ the jerk for leaving his girlfriend in France?
No. No, he's not.
No?
Hey, listen, I don't know what she's got to find, who she wants to find, herself, apparently, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. But if you're trying to do that after we just spent 2 weeks together on a vacation in a foreign land, mind you, I'm immediately...
There's no way you're leaving your girl in France. I know you. There's no way.
I'm married.
That's what I mean. There's no way you're leaving her.
There's no way I'm leaving. But I also don't see any way that my wife, or if, say, we did this before we got married, my then girlfriend is going to go, I think I want to stay for an extra week to find myself.
Mm.
You can't. You want to do that stateside? I'll give you a couple weeks back in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. If that's the thing, I'll give you time once we get back. Mm-hmm. But if you're trying to stay on my dime, that ain't it. It feels like she's trying to soft break up.
Yeah, what if something happened on the trip? It's like she's not communicating. Is she not communicating something to him? Is he oblivious to their relationship not being well? Did they have a horrible trip? Did he not pick up on that? Is he just paying for everything and he doesn't get all the other stuff's missing? I have so many questions.
Was she conning him the whole time and she was just dating him to get a trip to France?
Well... She never comes back. She just lives, moves to France.
So I'm sorry, but all I know is that if she's trying to stay some extra time, she's going to need to find a new garçon to pay for that trip back, because it ain't going to be me.
Is AJ the jerk for leaving his girlfriend in France?
I want to say he's jumping to conclusions. He's being the bad boyfriend. He kind of being petitious and left her. Sure, I'd love to say you're a jerk.
As old school as it is, a lot of men would never leave their girl in another country, even if they said, I'm staying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, she doesn't want to stay with him.
They wouldn't just leave.
That's the problem, though. She doesn't want to stay with him.
Yeah. Okay.
Dog, this is so weird.
It is weird, right? Is he the jerk for leaving her in France? We're going to talk to you next. 414-533-1037.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
AJ left his girlfriend in France, and he wants to know if he's the jerk for leaving her there with a no way home because he paid for their tickets, and then she decided she wanted to stay for a little bit after the 2-week trip and find herself.
Is AJ le jerk?
I don't know. Bonjour, Bernadette in Heartland. That's hello.
Hi.
Morning, Bernadette.
Hi, Bernadette. Do you think AJ's a jerk for leaving her in France?
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. I think it's really commendable that this guy, it weighs so heavily on his heart, that he's such a man to actually have it weigh so heavily on his heart. Hmm. But she obviously was planning something the whole time. Mm. And she's a grown adult.
Whew, this little hussy. We're talking about her because we all don't like her.
You lit liquor.
I mean, no, I think what just kind of bugs me is that she's a grown adult.
Yeah.
She can pay her own way. She shouldn't have to rely on somebody else so that she can find herself. She's not 16 years old being left in a country.
Right.
She's an adult, a woman that obviously kind of had this premeditatively planned the whole time. So I don't know what the deal was between them. I don't know if he was mean to her, if she was mean to her. It really doesn't even matter at this point. Mm-hmm. It's just, she's an adult. If that's what she wants to do, she should pay for it herself.
Honestly, it feels like she used him, because otherwise, just go home on the flight to France and then find yourself.
Find yourself at home.
And then figure it out, girl.
Yep.
Yeah. It's your significant other. It's not your daddy taking care of you.
Did she meet someone in France? What happened?
Something weird is going on here. What garçon got you out here wondering about your guy?
That's why I thought they got in a fight or something, and she's just not communicating well and saying, hey, I need time or space.
Feels like AJ left some details out, but that's just me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, Bernadette kicks it off, says, not the jerk.
Thanks, Bernadette.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Have a great day.
Rihanna is in West Bend. Hey, girl.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Are you going to say, is AJ the jerk for leaving his girlfriend in France?
Oh, definitely not. He is not the jerk. She just said, it was definitely premeditated. There's no way that she didn't plan this out before they even went on the trip. And she spent that whole 2 weeks before she decided that she was going to tell him that she's going to stay.
Plotting.
So she was just trying to milk him.
Dude, somebody said you want to find yourself. Well, find your own wallet then.
Ooh. I mean, think about it. Did he not realize something was up when they were going for 2 weeks and she packed for three?
Well, and maybe that's why, that you should have seen the red flag when you paid for the whole 2-week trip with a partner of yours that, you know what I mean? There's no reason you can't both.
I mean, just because you make more money doesn't mean you have to pay for the whole trip.
It shows that already an imbalance.
But we don't know their relationship. Mm-hmm. We don't know how they do things. Maybe their 50-50 is different than ours, right?
Sure.
But right now we're 2-for-2 saying AJ's not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Thank you for calling
today.
Rihanna. Have a good day.
All right. YouTube,
Megan's in Sheboygan. People are going off on this woman in the texts. They are mad. They do not like her at all. Let me tell you. Oh, did we lose Megan?
I think we might have lost one.
Well, we could randomly take another one. Why not? I'm reading the text right now. It says, can't assume that this was pre-planned, but yeah, the money is what makes it ugly.
Isn't it?
Somebody else said, this is giving me Along with Polly vibes.
Like the movie?
Yeah. Somebody said, not the jerk. She's an adult. She wants to say she can pay for herself. Look at it. Let's take line one.
All right, let's do it.
Because I'm crazy like that. Good morning, Kiss FM. What's your name?
This is Bryce.
Oh, Bryce.
Morning, Bryce.
Jerk or not the jerk for leaving your girlfriend in Italy? Go.
France.
I think she's a jerk.
Enough said. Jerk.
Yeah. She's the jerk?
Why does it sound like you're on a karaoke machine right now?
I'm sorry, because I have an Alexa. Alexa, stop. Sorry. So I meant to say he's the not the jerk.
There we go. Okay.
There you go, Bryce.
And
nice.
Real quick, I hope you don't mind, before I hang up with you, is it okay? Because I have a hard time remembering phone numbers because of I have a disability. I'm blind. Could I quick add your number to my contacts real quick?
Anytime.
You better save us.
If I'm not in your contacts, I have a problem with that, okay, Bryce?
You gotta lock us in, Bryce.
Hold on. Don't hang up. I'm going to talk to you off the air, and we're going to get you all hooked up with the phone number. Don't go anywhere, Bryce. And look at that. We're giving our digits out right here live on the air. Hold on, Bryce.
I love it. He said, I need to lock you guys in, like everybody should be doing.
Not just Bryce. You should be on the Odyssey app or the Alexa like Bryce. Mm-hmm. That was pretty good. I think we all can agree that he's not the jerk today.
No,
is that fair as I'm reading the text?
Clean sweep, not the jerk, AJ.
Not the jerk at all. Okay, well, there you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.